Blog Talk Radio.
That's a great question. Well, I'm happy you think so. Let's grow together and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question. Do you have the ingredients of a champion?
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I absolutely love Mondays. Oh, when I come on a Monday to the airwaves, I get so excited, genuinely. I look forward to Motivational Mondays. You know, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, master motivator, yours truly, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, and we have a great subtopic that I'm real excited about to dive into today. But, you know, I want to share something with you that each week, every episode of Motivational Mondays is without question rich and insightful. That is your feedback, our global listening audience. And so we encourage you, our global listening audience, if you are not already taking advantage of our on-demand library, guess what? If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is being shared each week are always available for your convenience online. at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Our on-demand library, again, is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. You know, allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around today's rich subject. And then, if time permits, we're going to open our program up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today. You know, this, of course, always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. You know, I must say, if you don't already have your pen, your tablet, your notebooks, your smartphones with your notes, your laptops, your desktops, whatever you need, your iPads, your tablets, you want to grab them, because we're going to share some key points today that I feel will really be insightful for you as we take this journey into empowerment. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask you, our global listening audience, to take a quick moment. We need your support, and we ask that you invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM. Send a message in a bottle, an email. Obviously, bottom line, a carrier pigeon. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in today's programming with you. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your expanding our outreach, because we could not do it without YOU, and it is truly because of you that we are here weekly on the airwaves, sowing these seeds of empowerment. And so we thank you for your regular and faithful support. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to, you guessed it, shape up and win. And in our Shape Up series today, we're looking at the ingredients of a champion. The ingredients of a champion. You know, congratulations is in order to the Chiefs for their Super Bowl win. They played the Eagles, and when I tell you it was a close competitive game with a 38-35 win, and it caused me to process, and I'm asking the question, do you have the ingredients? Do you have the ingredients of a champion? You see, ingredients, there are certain things that you need for a recipe that are non-negotiable. So if you are bringing together certain food items and you're combining them to get a specific dish, there are key elements and components that you absolutely need. Well, the same is true for success. And we're going to look at the ingredients of a champion very clearly this evening. That's why I said you better have those pens and notepads or whatever you need to capture the gems and nuggets that will be shared on this evening. I know and feel confident that it truly will be some great and rich, insightful insight into self-empowerment for you on your journey. But, you know, when I think of a recipe and in specifically ingredients, oh, the foodie in me gets excited. And one particular recipe that I like to reference, because it's something that those in my circle that have had this dish that I cook. They get excited about it. I'm constantly asked, you know, when are you making that again? And it's so interesting because I've had it myself that others have prepared. And, you know, I can always tell when someone compromised on the key ingredient. I can always tell when someone compromises on the key ingredient. And, you know, this key ingredient is truly a food of love process. It really is. And if you get this key ingredient right, woo, the dish, I am telling you, it lays the foundation for you to build from, and the flavors are dynamic, done right. Now, you can put different things into this particular recipe in order to make it your own, but there is one key specific ingredient that is non-negotiable, and it takes about 45 minutes to make if you're making it right. It really does. And many will compromise. They'll rush the process because they don't want to take the time to do that. And you may be sitting there thinking, well, Coach Adams, what are you talking about? What is this recipe? That one key ingredient specifically takes 45 minutes to prepare. Some of you may be listening in and you may be saying, I know where she's going with this. And you see, again, this specific element is non-negotiable. Remember we said that when you are looking at ingredients to cook a recipe, you're looking at those things that are non-negotiable, those elements that bring things together, those specific food items that you need that you combine together to make a particular dish, a particular thing that you're looking to prepare. The same is true with success. But let me tell you this recipe that I'm referring to. Did you guess it? You might have. It is gumbo. If you don't take the time to prepare the roux for your gumbo and you rush that process, I am telling you, it's evident because that is the non-negotiable key ingredient in making gumbo. Getting that roux right, having the equal parts of flour and oil, and taking the time to get it to a mahogany color. But you have to spend the time, again, food of love, over the stove, 45 minutes, stirring, processing, allowing it to get to the place of where it needs to be. And you have to do it slowly, because if you do it too fast, you can burn it, and that will mess it up. And oftentimes, people will not give it the time that it needs to get to that mahogany color, because they're like, oh, my God, 45 minutes for this one aspect, that's too long. And so they'll try to rush the process. And when you rush the process, you burn it. And the whole pot of gumbo is a hot mess. It really is. Because now you have burnt roux. Can you put in different ingredients? Absolutely. There's different versions of gumbo. But it all starts with having the right roux. And the same is true when it comes to the ingredients of a champion. You see, there are key elements that anyone that is a champion that has achieved anything, there are certain things that they have in place. There are key elements. And, you know, the reality is this. You have two competitive teams, like what we just saw. You have the Chiefs and the Eagles. This is the thing. Only one of the teams was going to come out the declared designated winner. But they each had to have key elements, I believe, in place to even get to that place of the Super Bowl. And the reality is this. On our life's journey, there are times when we're going to have a win, and there are times when we're going to have a loss. But does that, in fact, change your heart? Think about that. Because this game was 38 to 35. It was a very close competitive game. But yet, one took the championship and the other didn't. They came very close. But I assure you, both had the heart of a champion. Both had key ingredients that were needful for them to even get to the Super Bowl. Like what I shared around my gumbo, the roux is non-negotiable. You can't rush it. You have to take the time. You have to do what's needful to get it to that place of readiness to add the rest of your ingredients. And so the ingredients of a champion, number one, and this connects with our roux, a champion, the heart of a champion. A champion is one that understands the journey is one that they have to be long-standing. What does that mean? They withstand for the long haul. You may be thinking, okay, Coach Adams, well, how long is long? However long it takes. They recognize that they must take their time. You see, in essence, in order for you to come from a place of willingness to be long-standing, first of all, you must have the mindset, the right mindset that's needful. And you must have a mindset of a champion. If you don't have the mindset of a champion, I assure you, you wouldn't even make it to the Super Bowl. And we're speaking Super Bowl figuratively in life. Because aren't you ready to win? Aren't you ready to win? I don't know who you are logged on listening in today to Motivational Monday, but I imagine the mere fact that you are taking the time that you're taking today, you are saying, I want a win. There's so many other things you can be doing on a Monday, but yet you're here tuned in to Motivational Monday. And so that tells me that you are looking to grow and move to the next level. And this moving to the next level starts with you recognizing that there is no instant overnight success. You see, many would hope that, okay, I can play one game and then I get to the Super Bowl. No. Both of these teams had to beat out other teams to even get to that position. Again, the heart of a champion, one of the key ingredients of a champion is that you must have the mindset that it's a journey, it's a process that you are willing to withstand for the long haul. You are long standing. A champion is long standing. They're standing longer than others, however long it takes for them to achieve their goal. You see, what's so interesting is that you will try once, and then you throw in the towel. You quit. You move on to the next thing. You're not achieving your goals because your vision is not clear. And in order to be long-standing, you must have a clear vision and the willingness to work your vision so that you can achieve your goals and live out your dreams. Win, work it now, W-I-N, work it now. So a key ingredient that you must have, that all champions have, is that they recognize the significance of being long-standing. They recognize that they have to be willing to stand for the long haul, that they have the mindset that they don't just quit, the mindset that however long it takes, I'm right there until, and they will persist until they succeed. However long it takes, a key ingredient of a champion is that they are long standing. You know, another key ingredient of a champion is that they are overcomers. What are you saying, Coach Adams? What are you saying, this overcomer? They know how to fight against all odds. Not some of the odds, but all odds. Whatever the obstacles are that come in their direction, they overcome whatever the situations are. And the reality is life presents us regularly with different situations that we must overcome. And so when we're looking at key ingredients, now again, an ingredient for a recipe, there are certain things that are non-negotiable. As we talked about for my gumbo, the roux is non-negotiable. You can't rush it. You have to be withstanding. You have to take the time, the 45 minutes, to bring it to that mahogany color. You can't rush it. If you do, you'll burn it. If you don't cook it enough, when you finish your gumbo, it's evident. Everybody knows. So when people tell me they know how to cook gumbo, one of the things that I ask them, how long do you cook your roux? And if they tell me 15 minutes, I know instantly, yeah, you don't really know how to cook gumbo because you can't do a roux in 15 minutes. You have to give it the time to marinate. And the same is true for a champion. They must have the heart of one that is long-suffering, that is long-standing, that will fight and press through various things until they are successful. There's always competitors out there. There's always someone that has a slight edge, like what we saw yesterday in the Super Bowl. Slight edge, 3 mere points from losing the championship. 3 points was the difference. But I want you to know that both have the heart of a champion. Because if they didn't both have the heart of the champion, I assure you they would not have been in the Super Bowl. And there are times when we will not achieve the desired goal, but what is your mindset? Do you throw in the towel very easily, or will you overcome issues, overcome the circumstances, whatever they may be, whatever the obstacles, whatever the issues of life that you have to press through? Are you an overcomer? Are you one that's willing to be long-standing on your journey? You're going to withstand for the long haul. I'm going to push it through, as I stated with my roux. Will you take the time to simmer the equal parts of flour and oil for 45 minutes, stirring slowly at the right temperature, allowing that water, that oil and flour to reach its point from that white, creamy color to mahogany? Will you take the time that's required? If you, and I've had this happen in making a roux, I was multitasking, being transparent, burned it, and had to start all over because I knew if it was burnt, it was not going to be what it needed to be. So I had to overcome that situation, that obstacle, and start again. On your journey, you know, this is what, and I deal with this in my coaching practice oftentimes with my clients. An individual will break a nail and their life is shattered. You know, I feel that we've really lost that fight, that ability to overcome situations. Any little thing happen and we throw in the towel and we're moving on to the next because our vision is not clear. And so we just keep moving on. I often will share, there's an associate in my life, every time I turn around, they're telling me they're doing something else. Every time. And I keep telling them, I said, why don't you just focus on one thing? Master that. But the reality is we all want the quick, fast, in a hurry, microwavable journey, and it, life is not microwavable. The journey of life is a process. Success is a process. It's rare that you hear about one-hit wonders. You know, it's interesting. I was just speaking with an individual, and she was saying, wow, about this particular influencer. She was saying, wow, it's amazing what she's accomplished in such a short period of time. I said, yes, it is that she got a breakthrough. I said, but if you listen to her story, she was on the journey for 20 years, 20 years before she got to the place of what appears to be, oh, my gosh, so much is happening in a short period of time. And the reality is so much is happening in a short period of time. If you're looking at the break, 20 years on the journey, had to be long-standing, had to withstand for the long haul, had to have the right mindset that I'm not going to quit. I'm going to overcome the obstacles, the circumstances, the stuff that I may have to face. You know, I think about my own battles on my journey, my own journey. I have achieved a certain level of quote-unquote success, but not at the level in which I would desire. And it's been years. I've been on the journey at different levels since God spoke his call on my life, since 89, thereabouts. Long time. I've had to be long standing, withstand for the long haul. My mindset has had to be one of, I will not quit. I will continue. But what gives me the fire to fight is that I am clear that I am fulfilling the assignment that I was created for. And so I'm happy to withstand however long it takes. And I've overcome quite a number of obstacles along the way, quite a bit of adversity along the way, situations, stuff, disappointments, issues. But yet, I've stayed on the journey. And as I look back, I smile and I'm grateful for what I have been able to accomplish and achieve, despite the fact that things have not happened as quickly as I would have liked. Of course, if I was writing the story, it would be so different. But I must say that what I have gleaned along the way, the greater strength that I now have today, different than what I had when I started, I wouldn't change the journey. I honestly would not change the journey because it has made me better. It has allowed me to grow into a higher, greater version. It has shown me me. Will I fight? Will I overcome? Oftentimes, until you're dealing with a circumstance, you don't know the fight that you have until you're put in the pressure points of life. And the insight into empowerment that you glean would only come from the process of the journey. And believe me, I am not just telling you what I think sounds good. Experientially, I am living it through. I'm on the journey. I'm in process. And I can tell you, now when I'm dealing with situations, I have and know that I have it in me to withstand for the long haul. Mm-hmm. I know that my mindset is fixed. It's locked in that quitting is not an option. You see, that's a part of the ingredient of a champion. A champion has to be locked in that they will not quit. They will overcome and fight against all odds. So two of the four ingredients that I'm sharing with you, those non-negotiables on the journey, those key elements and components that you need in order to achieve the success that you desire, and that's different for everyone. We're talking about the ingredients of a champion. Championship is a mindset, and it starts before one actually gets the title. And sometimes you'll get it, and guess what? Sometimes you won't. But do you have the heart of a champion? Do you have the mindset of a champion? Will you be long-standing? Do you have that fight in you to overcome? The other ingredient of a champion is that a champion is passionate. Ooh, they have a strong, compelling emotion. I mean, they are vibrant and energized. They are passionate. You know, so often, and it's interesting because I am an executive consultant. I consult with corporations, and a lot of times I'm coming in assisting with recruiting, training, and coaching of the recruits that they bring in. But I'm helping to identify. And just this past week, I had a number of resumes that I was going through. And when I tell you, I got so tired of telling the management team, they said, so what are your thoughts on this one? What are your thoughts on this one? What are your thoughts on this one? Consistently tell you, but they're lacking passion. It's lackluster. They're just, and they said, well, if you feel that strongly about it, we don't want to bring them in. There's no use in bringing them in. And resume after resume, having the conversation with the people, and this is what I thought was so very interesting. These individuals are putting their resumes in the marketplace. They're saying, I'm interested in a position and an opportunity. And they answer their phone like somebody's disturbing them. And I'm thinking, you know your resume is out there. You know people are going to call you. First impressions are like key. Why would you even answer the phone if you're going to be lackluster? And I had one situation The individual answered the phone, literally. I said, hi, is so-and-so there? Yeah. I said, hi, this is so-and-so with, and we got your resume, and we wanted to talk to you about your resume and your interest in joining the team. Okay. And I wanted to go through the phone and choke them. Like, hello, wake up, person. I just told you who I am. And you're still bringing me lackluster energy. You're lacking passion. You have no fire, no vibrancy. Needless to say, that individual didn't get much of my time. And I'm sure they were feeling like, woohoo, I got the call. And that's all they got was a call. Had another individual. They gave more passion after the initial conversation than they did when I spoke with them and that first impression. And then they're calling, well, am I going to be able to come in for an interview? No. Because the first impression wasn't a good one. You should have brought that fire initially. And, you know, this is the thing. So often we are wondering why we're not getting the opportunities, and I have to evaluate this constantly myself. You know, I remember when I was in my 20s, before I understood the significance of passion and how passion is something that you may not be able to put weight to it, meaning you can't put it on the scale and see how much it weighs, but yet see and feel and experience your passion or not. I was just having a master's class last night. I was telling some of the individuals, where is your fire? Oh, well, I'm tired, Coach Adams. Really? You know better. You know you can't be moved by your feelings. But so often, we allow our feelings to drive us. Like that individual that I called, I probably caught them in a bad moment. And I will often ask, is this a bad time for you? Because I want to give them the best opportunity to shine. And the person said, I said, did I catch her at a bad time? Saying, wow. And you're probably sitting there wondering why you haven't gotten a job, why you put your resume out there, you have a conversation, but no one wants to see you because you lack passion. Or you're going out, putting your business out there, and people are not feeling your fire, your passion for your vision. If you are not passionate about your vision, believe me, no one else is. You know, one of the things that has been talked about consistently today around the Super Bowl and the win of the Chiefs is that, woo, it was a close, competitive game, 38-35, 3 points. Consistently, people were saying, woo, competitive. What that tells me is this. You saw passion. Both teams were fighting tooth and nail for the win. They had the energy, the fire to fight. And that's why the game was so close. Do you have that competitive edge for your vision? Are you really fighting for it? Because if you're not, you have to step back and evaluate, why am I not getting the opportunities? I was starting to share with you that in my 20s, before I understood passion, you know, I would have people say, are you okay? Are you okay? It seems like something's wrong. Are you okay? And I was fine, But my messaging, my confidence, my faith, as I now say, let the sun shine, where's the brightness? It was looking a little gloomy. And so that spoke to a lack of passion before I knew the importance of passion. And oftentimes we don't realize what people are seeing on our face. We can lose favor because it would appear that we don't have any fire or passion. I have this one individual, I tell you, she shined over the phone. Woo, she was a fireball. Her resume looked a little cray-cray. It really did. It was not a good resume, all things considered. But gave her a call, and when I tell you, it didn't matter in that moment what her resume looked like because she brought the fire. So compelling that I fought to get her in. And guess what? She got the opportunity. It doesn't take much to stand out. We saw that yesterday in the Super Bowl. It didn't take but 3 points to take home the win. But they had to have that slight edge. Just a few points gave them the win. All you need is that passion, that energy, that fire that compels people that will give you the win. I know that life is not easy. The journey sometimes is challenging. There are things that you have to overcome, but that's what we said. One of the key ingredients of a champion is an overcomer. They know how to overcome and fight beyond the odds. I remember this was such a key defining moment for me in my life because I didn't know that I actually had this level of fight in me until this moment. I really didn't know. I was faced with a situation, and I knew not being successful in that moment was not an option. I knew I had to get over any obstacles and situations, barriers, to make this happen. I knew it. My mindset, I knew it, and I knew whatever it took, it had to happen, and I had to do whatever it took to make it happen. And when I tell you that was such a defining moment for me, because honestly, if it was for me, I might have thrown in the towel because it was such a fight. But I knew that I had other people's lives and situations in the balance. I knew I could not quit. And because I knew that. So the ingredients of a champion, we said a champion is one that is longstanding. They withstand for the long haul. They have the right mindset. Their mindset is that of a champion. They may not have gotten the championship ring. They may not have gotten the medal. They may not have gotten the award. But they bring forth that mindset of a champion. And they recognize that championship success takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. It's not microwavable. They understand that. However long it takes for the long haul. So a champion, key ingredient is longstanding. We said there are certain ingredients with the recipe that are non-negotiable. As I referenced my gumbo recipe or any gumbo, the roux is non-negotiable. You can't just do the water and put all of the ingredients and call it gumbo without the roux. That's a key ingredient that is non-negotiable. That is an ingredient, a component, an element that you must have to achieve the end result. And so when we're looking at the ingredients of a champion that are non-negotiable, you must be one that has the mindset of an individual that is long-standing. You're going for it for the long haul. Be one that is an overcomer. You fight beyond the challenges and the issues. You don't let them get the best of you, but rather you continue to press and fight through until you get to the other side. How long? Until. That a champion is one that is passionate. They have great energy. They have fire. You know, my nickname is Flame. Certain environments, they call me Flame. Why? Because interestingly enough, my name means flame. You see, my name, Shania, the way that it's spelled has a Peruvian root. And based on the Peruvian root, and I did a search on my name many years ago to find out the meaning. And it's interesting because the origination of my name from my mom came from Shawnee Indians. She had a friend that was Shawnee Indian. And the way in which my mom originally spelled it, it was more phonetic based on her remembering her friend that she worked with that had the name Shania something or other, and she spelled it phonetically. And then my godmother gave her a gift before my birth certificate was complete, spelled it the way that it's spelled today, and my mom loved how it looked, and she went with that. It's a difficult one for many to pronounce it correctly, Shania. And so when I did the research, I found that my name has a Peruvian root. And based on the spelling and the Peruvian root, my name means flame. And so I thought, wow, because our name is our identity. And I've grown into that flame, understanding the significance of passion, the significance of having that strong fire and energy and compelling that regardless of what you may be dealing with, passion is contagious. People are drawn to individuals that are passionate. Like with this young lady, that her resume was lackluster. I hesitated about even calling her based on her resume. I hesitated because it was nothing compelling. The saving grace for her, and she ended up getting the position, was that when she got that call, she was passionate. She was a fireball. Her energy was high. Her energy was compelling. Is your energy compelling for your vision? You know, I often listen to people that say, oh, my gosh, they're over the top for their vision. I mean, it's like, wow, does it take all of that? I can appreciate someone that has great fire and passion for their vision. Because I'll look at that individual that's making those statements and I'll say, what have you accomplished? What are you passionate about? Are you one that's a jack of all trades? And a master of nothing because you're not passionate about anything. You're getting on the next train of this, that, and the other. And if someone was to say, well, what do? They wouldn't know how to identify you because there's been no consistency. You have not been longstanding with anything. You have not withstood the test of time over the long haul for anything. You throw in the towel too quickly. You don't overcome. The smallest little thing happens, your nail breaks, and you quit. You don't fight against the obstacles, against the odds, against the situation, the circumstances, the issues of life. You have no fire, no passion. You're lackluster. And you wonder why achieving your goal. You wonder why your vision is not living. And you wonder why your dreams are not becoming a reality. It's because you lack the key ingredients that a champion has. But guess what? You can adjust. Today is your day to make an adjustment. And then the last key ingredient I want to share with you today, and you may be thinking, there's more, there's others. Coach Adams, I know of something. Well, we're going to give you an opportunity to chime in. This is a time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. If you would like to share your thoughts, you have a question or a comment around today's topic as we are looking at ingredients of a champion, press 1 on your telephone keypad. To add yourself to the host queue, press 1 on your telephone keypad. To add yourself to the host front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Our lines are open, and we welcome you to chime in to the conversation. Meanwhile, we're going to continue on our journey in looking at the ingredients of a champion. Are you a champion? Do you have the key ingredients that you need? Okay, let's look at the last. The last that we're sharing with you today is that a champion is one who executes. They doer. They take action, and they do whatever is necessary to achieve their desired goal. They take the necessary steps and actions towards closing that gap from where they are to where they desire to grow. They do that daily and regularly. And speaking of executing, are you ready for a win? If you are, I want you to know that I am here with and for you. I am committed to assisting individuals on their personal and professional growth journey with the powerful gift of empowerment and the tools that I have available through my full circle of empowerment. And I would love to be on your team. Actually, it would be an honor to be on the journey with you and to support you in working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams, to support you in having a game-changing win on your journey known as life. So if you are interested in learning more about my full circle of empowerment, as we have shared an empowering time today on this insight of empowerment and the journey that we've been on here on Motivational Mondays, well, we can only accomplish so much during this time. And I truly hope that you've gotten a richness from what has been shared, and I thank you for tuning in. You know, we don't take your time lightly or for granted. You could be doing anything with your Monday, but you've opted to be here with me, and that's so appreciated, and we thank you so much for that. But beyond this moment, now where do you go in this execution that a champion must have, this key ingredient of doing? Allow me to be on the journey with you, be it one-on-one coaching, group coaching, my private masterminds, team building with your team, various support tools that are available to support you on your journey, whatever that may look like for you. Now is the perfect time, I have to tell you. You know, it's amazing how quickly time flies. We're closing out this hour of empowerment. Believe it, we're already midway through February. It seems like we just started the year, and before you know it, we'll be closing out the first quarter of the year. Have you accomplished what you set out to do so far on this journey for this new year, if you haven't, now is the time to make a shift, to get the support that you need, because I know you don't want to close out the year and be in the same position that you were in before. Don't lose focus on your goals. Make the shift that you need to make. And oftentimes, a part of why we're not successful, we don't have the right people on our team around us. We really don't. And I want you to know I want to be there for you. So give our team a call. You may call or text 310-292-1001, 310-289-2101. Again, you may call or text. If you're texting, simply provide your name and Full Circle. That simply states that you want to learn more about our Full Circle of Empowerment. If you didn't ask a question or make a statement today, no worries. I understand that sometimes it can be intimidating to speak your voice on the airways. You want to maintain your anonymity or what have you, or it's uncomfortable for you. Well, we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays Forum. This is our open group. All are welcome. You can continue the conversation there by simply making sure that first and foremost, you're a part of the group. And all are welcome. It's an open group. So if you're not a part of the group, ask to join. And if you are, that is where we can continue the conversation. Maybe, just maybe, you have a guest that you feel would be a great addition to the show. You have a topic that you would like to see covered, whatever that may be. Our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum is there and available for you. As we close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, as we were in our Shape Up series looking at the ingredients of a champion. What are those ingredients? Let me remind you as we close out today. Ingredient number one, a champion is long standing. They have the right mindset and they know that quitting is not an option. And as it's been stated, a winner never quits and a quitter never wins. A champion, the ingredient is an overcomer. They fight and battle and keep going against all odds, against the obstacles and the situations and issues of life. They don't let the circumstance of them, but rather they fight to be victorious over the circumstances. A champion is passionate. They have great energy. They're supercharged. They have fire, this fire to fight. And a champion, the ingredient is an executor. They are the doers. They take action. They do what's needed. They do what's necessary. Those daily steps, whatever it may be, they are constantly moving to close that gap from where they are to where they desire to grow. I would love to stay in touch with you. So if you're not already a part of my network, visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. Again, if you want more information about my Full Circle of Empowerment, call or text 310-289-2101. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. I trust you got some great richness from Ingredients of a Champion in our Shape Up series. We look forward to having you tune in and join us on next week. Set your timer and a reminder so that every week you're right here with us to jumpstart your week. Signing off for now, I coach and you win.